from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some initial success as Iraqi forces launched a long-anticipated ground offense Monday, retaking the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. VOA's Jeff Customer has the report.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one as a military push began to drive Islamic State extremists from the northern city of Mosul. Al-Abadi said soon all Iraqis will be in Mosul to raise the flag of triumph. He said there is no place for the Islamic State group among Iraqis, and they'll be driven out as they were in Ramadi, Fallujah, and other Iraq cities. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, who commands the U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, cautioned it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. In the hours before the announced start of the offensive, the Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul to warn residents. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Airstrikes Monday in Syria flattened residential buildings in a rebel-controlled village in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. So far, 45 have died in the fighting in the past 24 hours. Both Syrian and Russian forces have been bombing rebel-held positions in Aleppo for weeks as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad attempts to regain control of the once-thriving city in the sixth year of the uprising against his government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have been broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month focusing on Aleppo. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Democrat